Proclamation number 7054 of 3rd of March, 1958. Cross-bearing for the purpose of maturing the soul. It is truly better for you to live a sorrowful earthly life and then enter the kingdom of the beyond richly blessed than to be fulfilled on earth and arrive poor and miserable on the other side where the gates into the kingdom of light are close to you. One day you will realize how short your earthly life is compared to eternity, and you will have to realize how unwise it was to have forfeited the joys of the spiritual kingdom for the sake of this extremely short earthly lifetime, for it can take an infinitely long time until you have at least reached the stage in the beyond where you can be struck by a glimmer of light. And likewise you will look back with gratitude on the difficult fate in earthly life which led you towards your perfection. But that it should not be too difficult for you to bear is why the man Jesus died on the cross, in whom God embodied himself as eternal love, in order to atone for your guilt which would have irrevocably caused you eternal suffering. And thus you can call upon him in every adversity of body and soul, and he will truly help you to bear the cross under which you are in danger of collapsing. But always bear in mind that he has called upon you humans to follow him with the words, "Take up your cross and follow me." He certainly walked the way of the cross for you. He took your guilt of sin on his shoulders and thus carried it for you. He bore the original sin of your former apostasy from God and died the most bitter death on the cross to redeem it. But you humans do not only walk your earthly path in order to atone, but in order to develop upwards. You have to reach a certain maturity of free will, you have to transform yourselves again into your original being, and that also means working on yourselves. A work which is most successfully done by working in love. And you often neglect this work on yourselves, on your soul, and therefore you do not progress in your development. Admittedly, you can be released from your original sin through Jesus Christ's act of salvation, and then you will also be able to develop upwards. But if you default, you will be reminded through all kinds of suffering and hardship that you walk on earth for the purpose of perfecting your soul. Then a cross will be imposed on you to carry, and you must take it upon yourselves and follow the Divine Redeemer. You must take the path of love and suffering in order to mature your souls. You once became guilty, and this guilt was redeemed for you through the redemptive work of Jesus Christ. But with his help, which you will certainly experience, you must now also try to remedy your still deficient state. You must do what the Divine Redeemer himself taught you on earth, fulfill his commandments of love for God and your neighbor. You must serve in unselfish neighborly love and thereby shape your nature into love again, as it was in the beginning. Without the redemption through Jesus Christ, you would be too weak to live such a life of love as he himself exemplified to you. But this weakness will fall from you if only you want him to have died for you too. But now you also have to use his gift of grace. The strength and will. By also living a life of love, because this alone will also change your nature, thus it will bring you spiritual ascent. Then you will shed your shells and your soul will be receptive to light. But often you have to get rid of these coverings in another way. You have to go through suffering, which is also a means of dissolution. And then you will have to carry a cross. And you may not grumble and complain, but devotedly carry this cross in view of the life of the soul, which lasts forever. for the maturity of your soul is your own work, even if all guilt is taken away from you. Precisely through God's great act of mercy, who knows about your weakness which arose through guilt. He gives you your strength back again so that you yourselves can now take part in the transformation of your soul back to its former blissful, powerful and light-filled state. You yourselves must do the work, love and suffer, just as Jesus suffered for you out of immense love for you. But it is far better if only your body has to suffer than for the soul to enter an otherworldly kingdom where its fate is an agonizing state. The sufferings of the body are to be called small compared to the torments of the soul. But you humans can also banish the sufferings of the body with firm faith in the strength of the name Jesus. For then he will be willing to carry the cross for you. Then your soul will already have matured to such an extent when this faith is inherent in it. For this strong faith has been eternalized through love. And then the human being will also be released from his physical suffering, because the soul will no longer need such means, because it will have attained the maturity which secures its entrance into the kingdom of light. Then the cross will be taken from the human being's shoulder, then the divine Redeemer's love will have come to the human being's aid and freed him from his burden. Amen.